Hello, students. Today, I have what I hope will be a fun and interesting English vocabulary lesson. Today, I'm going to teach you some vocabulary words that used to have different meanings. That means the meaning of these words has changed over time. The first English vocabulary word that has changed its meaning is awful. Awful used to mean worthy of awe. Awe is a feeling of great respect for something or someone. It's a very positive word. Awful and awesome used to mean the same thing. For some reason, over time, awful became a word that meant something or someone is bad. Like the word horrible, an awful person, an awful thing. Today, awful is bad and awesome is good. Here's an example. The past. How was your meal? It was the best meal I ever had. Like it was delivered from heaven. It was truly awful. Now, how was your meal? It was the worst meal I ever had. It was truly awful. The next vocabulary word that has changed its meaning over time is bully. You don't want to be called a bully nowadays, but maybe you wouldn't have minded it in the past. Now, bully is used to describe a person who wants to do harm to others either physically, mentally, or through words. The original meaning of bully was used to describe someone who is sweet and nice. The past. Can I help you with that? Sure, thanks. You're such a bully. Now, can I help you with that? You are such a bully. The next word is nervous. We all get nervous from time to time. Nervous is when someone is very anxious or agitated. Maybe you get nervous before a test or an interview. In the past, though, nervous referred to someone who had great strength. The past. How's it going? Pretty good. I'm getting ready for my interview as a dragon fighter. Wow! You must be nervous. Now, how's it going? Not very well. I have a job interview tomorrow. Oh, you must be nervous. Next up is the vocabulary word sad. We all know the meaning of sad, and we all know the feeling of sad. But in the past, the word meant that you were satisfied. In the past, sad often referred to feeling full from a meal. The past. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling sad. I just had a big meal. Now, how are you feeling today? I'm a little sad because I haven't eaten anything yet. The last English vocabulary word that has changed meaning is dapper. This word was originally used to describe someone who was brave, bold, and daring. Now it is used to describe a well-dressed man. Someone who looks nice in a suit can be described as dapper. The past. How's Danny these days? He's great. He just got a new job as a dragon fighter. Wow, he's so dapper. Now, hey, what do you think of my new suit? I got it for my job interview. Wow, you look dapper in that suit. You're a real dapper Danny. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.